in Northwest News from 88.5 FM, how much it costs to visit any a given place in the world can change from time to time. Reasons for that can include the local economy, the strength of the U.S. dollar, but lately, travel expert Matthew Brumley has seen some wild swings in the cost of tourism, places he's visited for years on the cheap or suddenly much pricier. This week on Going Places, he tells me about expensive destinations. And Matthew, I know there are some usual suspects when we talk about expensive places to visit. So let's get those out of the way.
New York, London, Paris, any city, large city in Scandinavia, Sydney, Australia, Singapore, Shanghai, and Seattle hotels in the summertime.
Now let's talk about some of the surprises. Where were you surprised to see high prices?
You know what's really surprising me, Ed? And I've been working there for years, is Havana, Cuba. It's just getting off the charts expensive. Hotels that were $250 a night, let's say the Nacional, which is their crown jewel, they are now charging over $550 a night. They're even charging people just to walk in off the street to enter the hotel. So there's an entrance fee. Other hotels like the Melia Cohiba in the center of Havana, they're $600 a night. These are all hotels that just a few years ago were running at $200.
We knew when Cuba opened up a little more that prices would go up, that the economy would become more like the rest of the world, frankly, and not as cheap. Is this just the byproduct of that? I mean, we shouldn't be surprised too much by this, right?
Well, I think that it's been, I mean, with the case of the Cubans, it's just been totally mismanaged. I mean, they've shot prices up past New York, London, and Sydney. I mean, and it's crowded. That's the other thing. So everybody's thinking, well, I want to get to Cuba before the crowds arrived. Well, unfortunately, you're too late.
Do you think it'll moderate?
Well, I think that they don't have a choice, because after the mystique of visiting, of being able to get down and visit Cuba rubs off. Why not head to Costa Rica or Nicaragua or Belize or, you know, anywhere else for 2 weeks for half the price, and probably better accommodations, by the way, as well. So if you spend $600 in Havana, it doesn't mean you're getting a great hotel room. You're basically getting a 2-star U.S. style room, perhaps even overlooking the parking lot, and it could run you $600 a night. I know that's shocking, but that's what's going on.
Lovely palm trees in the parking lot, but it's still a parking lot, right?
But the mojitos are good.
All right. Where else in the world are you seeing expensive prices that kind of take you by surprise?
Well, I was just talking to you about this, Ed, and I don't know what the tie-in is here, but another place that might surprise you that's incredibly overpriced that most people don't think of is Victoria Falls, Zimbabwe. And I think it might have to do, again, a terribly poor country with not many tourist destinations. So we're talking about Victoria Falls. And I think that that is the way for the Zimbabwean government to gather up as much funds as possible. So they're pricing hotels again, like the Cubans are, like at $400, $500, $600 a night.
Is there a way around this, whether it's in a Cuba or a Zimbabwe or a Paris or a London or a Singapore?
Oh, yeah. It's the fallback, of course, is Airbnb or exchanging in a home. I mean, that's going to be a fraction of the price that you would pay to stay at one of the big name hotels in any one of those places. And the trade-off is you have a much more authentic experience. And some of these places are just absolutely crazy, beautiful, and comfortable and charming.
Will that method work for me in a place like Havana?
Yes, yes. Airbnb is just setting up shop. You can do a homestay or stay in a small apartment in Havana for 1/5 the price of staying at the Nacional. And it's literally in the same neighborhood.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions on Bainbridge Island. He's watching the prices go up and down around the world. And you can learn more about some of these tips and some of the places that are getting pretty expensive on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.